JIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
Hello and welcome. In today's program, we focus on JPs and their role as agents of peace. And later, we reflect on one of Jamaica's most frightening and fearful duppies. This is Roundabout JA. Don't go anywhere. Governor General Sir Patrick Allen says justices of the peace, JPs, who are ministers of religion, must begin playing their part of being agents of peace in a meaningful way. Addressing a meeting of the Hanover Lay Magistrates Association in the parish recently, Sir Patrick Allen says JPs must come to the understanding that they are commissioned to be peacemakers.
I urge you to work for peace in your communities through mentorship and community engagement in support of our law enforcement authorities.
The Governor General says JPs must become an island-wide network of proactive advocates of transformation and is urging those who are active in the church as pastors, elders, and deacons to deepen their involvement not only in the church but also in the community. He called on JPs who are principals and teachers to use the opportunity afforded them through their profession to positively influence the youth and members of the wider community. And the Governor General is encouraging all Jamaicans to work harder to take back the country from the clutches of crime, mediocrity, and negativity.
I wish me could get a day to do my personal business, you know. It would have better than if I run from work to catch another business place before it closes. Sometimes I feel like I live at work.
So you know hear about the flexi work?
Flexi work?
Yeah, man. Flexi work arrangements are going to allow workers and employers to arrange a traditional 40-hour week to suit them needs.
FlexiWork will allow wider service to customers due to varied opening hours and more business days, more time for family and personal interests, and increased productivity and cost-effectiveness within companies. Support FlexiWork. Balance work, balance life with FlexiTime. A message from the Ministry of Labour and Social Security.
Picture Duns River Falls. When we stand at the bottom, what we experience in the sparkling, bubbly, magnificent crash of water is the result of several waterfalls. The different levels join together on the way down, each contributing to the flow and are impossible to separate. So too, Vision 2030 Jamaica flows from vision into goals, then outcomes, then strategies, and finally into actions. The end result will be a Jamaica that is the place of choice to live, work, raise families, and to do business. And in our Glimpses of Jamaica segment, the Rolling Calf. The Rolling Calf is described as having red blazing eyes. It is said to have power to grow in size from small animals, cats or dogs, to large animals, horse or bull, whilst also appearing as a headless goat, black, white or spotted. They usually have a piece of chain attached to their necks, whose rattle is said to be heard by persons. It is believed that rolling calves are devil spirits in the form of animals who roam at nights. The rolling calf represents an important aspect of Jamaica's folklore that has been incorporated into songs and poems. Remember that you can share your favorite glimpses of Jamaica with us. Simply email tidbits of your fondest Jamaican memory with your name and contact number to glimpses@jis.gov.jm or give us a call at 926-359024. Thanks for your company on today's program. I'm Casita Irving with the studio engineer Andre Palmer. Until next time, walk good.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.